Okay, so you shared this really interesting blog post, Why North Bay Contractors Need a Professional Website in 2025. It's by Paul Myers from PM Consulting.
Yeah, that one.
And that title, I mean, it really gets straight to the point, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
So our mission today really is to dive deep into this article. We want to pull out the most critical takeaways for contractors, you know, working in North Bay, maybe thinking about their online game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not just talking nice to have here. The article tackles that core problem. Mm-hmm. How do you get a steady flow of local leads?
Right.
You know, without just relying on word of mouth or maybe Kijiji ads or even just a basic Facebook page.
Yeah. And Paul Myers' main point, the one he keeps coming back to, is that in 2025, having a professional website, one that people can actually find,
mm-hmm.
was not just a bonus anymore. He's mm-hmm. basically saying it's essential. Mm-hmm. Critical even for North Bay contractors, just be visible when people search online, Google, Bing, maybe even those newer AI search things.
It's table stakes now, really.
So, okay, let's unpack that. Why is a website specifically so critical for a North Bay contractor these days?
Well, the article highlights a few big reasons. First off, it's about credibility, professionalism.
Okay.
Think about it, right? If you need work done, who do you trust more? Someone with a proper website showing their services, their work,
yeah.
or someone who just has like a few random social media posts, that website acts like a digital storefront. It says, hey, I'm a serious established business.
That makes sense. It differentiates you immediately.
Exactly. It sets you apart from maybe the less established folks or those with, you know, really outdated sites.
Okay, credibility. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And the article also talks a lot about getting found locally, the whole local SEO thing. Why is that such a big deal for someone in North Bay?
Oh, it's huge. Because when someone in North Bay searches for, say, plumber North Bay or maybe roof repair near me, Google wants to show them relevant local results. Your website, if it's properly optimized, becomes the foundation for that local SEO.
So optimized means?
It means setting it up so Google understands you offer these services in this area in North Bay using the right keywords in your text, your page titles,
right,
making sure your address is clear. The goal is to show up high in those local search results and, importantly, on Google Maps, too. That's where people are looking when they're ready to hire.
So it's not just having the website. It's making sure it speaks Google's language, basically.
Yeah.
For local searches.
Precisely. And another key point from the article is how a website works for you 24/7 as a lead generation tool.
Ah, the always-on marketing aspect.
Yeah.
How does that work in practice?
Well, think about it. Your website is always there. Even when you're out on a job or it's 10 p.m.,
yeah.
potential customers can find you, learn about what you do, see your qualifications, maybe look at photos of your work,
okay.
and even send you a message through a contact form. It's constantly working to bring in potential business even while you sleep.
That's pretty powerful, like a silent salesperson.
Exactly. And speaking of seeing work, the article really emphasizes using photos, high-quality project photos. Why is that so important for contractors?
Good question.
Well, in the trades, seeing is believing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
High-res photos, maybe before and after, showing jobs you've actually done in North Bay. That's proof. It shows the quality of your work way better than just describing it. It lets people see the results they could get, helps them feel confident choosing you over someone else. It's like a visual portfolio always available.
I know. When I'm looking for services, seeing photos of past work makes a huge difference for me. Builds trust.
Absolutely. And the article also points out how a good website can save you time by answering questions up front and kind of pre-qualifying leads.
Okay, how does that work? Efficiency-wise?
Well, if your site clearly lists your specific services, your exact service area, like do you only work in North Bay or surrounding areas too?
Right.
And maybe outlines your process, answers common questions in an FAQ section. You filter people out or in.
Ah, I see.
People who contact you already know roughly what you do, where you work, maybe even your general approach. It saves you time answering those basic questions over and over.
So you get fewer irrelevant calls and more inquiries from people who are actually a good fit.
Exactly. They've kind of self-qualified by reading your site.
Okay, so builds trust, gets you found locally, generates leads 24/7, shows off your work visually, and saves you time. That's quite a list of benefits.
It really is.
So the article then shifts into, okay, what makes a great contractor website specifically for North Bay? What are those key ingredients?
Well, number one, and he really hammers this home, is mobile-first design.
Mobile-first, meaning?
Meaning it has to work perfectly on a smartphone. Because, like Paul Myers says, most local searches, they happen on phones now.
Makes sense.
If your site is hard to use on mobile, people just leave. They'll click away instantly. So you design for the small screen first, then make sure it looks good on desktops too.
Yeah, nobody wants to pinch and zoom on a website anymore. It's incredibly frustrating. What else is essential?
Really clear service listings. Be specific. What do you actually do? Roofing, plumbing, renovations, general contracting.
Don't make people guess.
Exactly. Make it obvious right away. And same goes for your service area. State clearly, North Bay. And if you serve other nearby towns, list them too.
Right. Manage expectations about where you work.
No point getting calls from Sudbury if you don't go there, right?
True. And we mentioned photos, but the article stresses they should be real photos of your work, not stock images.
Yes. Authenticity builds that trust we talked about. People can spot stock photos a mile away.
Okay. What about actually getting in touch? Contact info.
Absolutely critical. Phone number needs to be prominent, easy to find on every page.
Like right at the top.
Yeah, often in the header. And on mobile, make it click to call, so they just tap it and it dials.
Oh, nice.
And a simple contact form, too. For people who prefer typing or are browsing late at night, the article actually lists the number, 705-996-6548. I assume that's PM Consulting's example number.
Oh, okay. Just make it super easy for them to take the next step.
Remove all friction. And another thing, local testimonials. Reviews.
Right. Social proof.
Exactly. Put quotes from happy North Bay clients right on your site or link to your Google reviews. The article mentions names like Tarun, Misak, and Sean reviewing Paul Meyer's work.
Seeing those real local names adds weight, doesn't it?
It does. It's like digital word of mouth. People trust what other locals say.
We all check reviews for everything now. Okay, and then the slightly more technical bit, building it with local SEO in mind from the start.
Yes. What? It's not something you tack on later. It means using those North Bay keywords naturally in your page titles, your headings, your descriptions.
Like North Bay kitchen renovations or whatever.
Exactly, and making sure the site's technical setup is clean so Google can easily understand what each page is about and that you serve North Bay. It's about making that connection clear for search engines.
Okay. And you mentioned interior linking, too. What's that?
Oh, yeah. That's just linking related pages within your own site together.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a page about bathroom renovations, you might link it to your main services page or maybe to a gallery page showing bathroom projects. It helps users find stuff, and it helps Google understand how your content is related. Good for SEO.
Gotcha. Okay, those are solid points for what to do. What about the flip side? The article warns about some common mistakes, right? These DIY disasters.
Yeah, that's a big one. Those cheap website builders, they seem tempting, quick, maybe low cost up front, but often the sites end up looking, well, a bit amateurish. They can be slow. And really importantly, they're often terrible for SEO.
Wow.
So you might save a few bucks initially, but you end up with a site that doesn't actually attract any business, might even hurt your image.
So false economy, basically.
Yeah.
Could cost you leads in the long run.
Definitely. Another pitfall mentioned is just ignoring mobile altogether.
We covered that, but it's worth repeating.
Absolutely. If your site doesn't work well on a phone, you're basically invisible to a huge chunk of your potential customers in North Bay.
Right.
It's non-negotiable now.
Okay. What else?
Forgetting a clear call to action. Mm. You know, telling people what you want them to do.
Like, call us.
Exactly. Or request a quote. See our projects. Fill out this form. You need to guide the visitor. Don't just give them information and hope they figure out how to contact you. Make it obvious.
Right. Lead them by the hand, almost.
In a way, yeah. Make the next step clear and easy.
Okay. And the last mistake mentioned was forgetting North Bay.
Yes. This ties right back into the local SEO point.
How so?
If your website doesn't clearly state that you serve North Bay and isn't optimized with North Bay keywords, how are local people or Google supposed to know you're a local option?
Good point.
You have to constantly reinforce that local connection in your content and site structure. Make it crystal clear you're the go-to contractor in North Bay.
So avoid DIY traps, nail the mobile experience, have clear calls to action, and shout North Bay from the digital rooftops.
That sums it up pretty well.
Okay. Now, near the end, the article briefly mentions the author's company, PM Consulting. Kind of as an example of what contractors should look for. What did it highlight about their approach?
Well, it stresses they're in North Bay and specialize in building websites for local contractors. Websites designed specifically to generate leads.
So focused on results.
Yeah, exactly. They talk about professional design for trust, making sure sites are fully mobile responsive, and crucially, optimizing them for local search explicitly mentioning SEO services in North Bay. The focus is on getting the phone to ring and getting, quote, requests filled out, lead generation.
Right. The stuff that actually matters to a business owner.
And they also mention making the sites easy for the contractor to manage or offering management services. Plus, it notes Paul Myers' background serving clients since 2016, adding that layer of experience.
So it sounds like they're positioning themselves as a local specialist who gets the needs of North Bay contractors.
That's the impression, yes. Using their own service as a model of the principles discussed in the article.
Okay. Well, this has been a really useful deep dive breaking down that article. If we had to boil it all down, what's the main takeaway for a contractor in North Bay listening right now?
I think the core message is loud and clear. Come 2025, that professional, well-optimized website, it's not optional anymore. It's absolutely fundamental. Yeah. It's how you get found by local customers, how you build credibility, and how you stay competitive in the North Bay market. Trying to get by without one or with just a basic online presence, well, you're likely missing out. Big time.
Yeah, you're invisible to people searching online, which is a lot of people.
A growing number, definitely.
So for everyone listening, maybe take a hard look at your current online setup. How does it stack up against what we've talked about today based on Paul Myers' points?
And maybe a final thought to chew on, looking even further ahead. Beyond just having a website, what are some really innovative ways a North Bay contractor could use their online presence? You know, ways to truly connect with the local community, build real relationships, not just generate leads. How can that website become more than just a brochure, maybe a real community resource, something to think about?